Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. The Metro Nashville Public School Board is asking for a $12 million increase in its operations budget. That's just to keep the services the district already has. Board Chair Frieda Player says the high costs for educating students are necessary to provide a quality learning environment.
As we go and advocate for our teachers and our support staff and all of our employees, education is a service-based industry, for lack of a better word, and that it costs to provide the service, and you can't go cheap on providing the service.
The district also has an aspirational budget. It includes investments in early learning opportunities, workforce retention, and school health clinics. Board members say teachers need more support, so they're asking for a nearly $6 million investment in classroom associates. The budget isn't finalized yet. Next, Mayor Freddie O'Connell will announce how much of the city's budget will go towards MNPS during his State of the State address on April 29th. A 49-year-old Tennessee man has died in ICE custody in Louisiana. Alejandro Cabrera Clemente was a Mexican national who had spent more than half of his life in the United States. He was found unresponsive in his cell Saturday, according to Immigration and Customs Enforcement. He was then taken to a hospital and pronounced dead. The agency hasn't given a cause of death. Cabrera was arrested by ICE in Chattanooga in January. More than a dozen people have died in ICE custody this year. According to reporting from NPR, an increase in the number of people being sent to detention centers, combined with less oversight, is making the year the deadliest in more than two decades for immigration detainees. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.
Thank you.